Welcome to Lugano Speakers 909 Church on the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, 8th of November 2020. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Denise is going to read the Bible and Gloria to lead prayers for others. Today's gospel reading, Matthew 25:1-13, talks about some smart bridesmaids and some not so smart bridesmaids. The smart ones had enough extra oil to keep their lamps burning, while the not so smart ones didn't bring extra oil at all. These days, we take for granted that we can flip a switch and have light. If the power goes out, we have generators and all flashlights. Now, simply just switch on during power outage. However, in Jesus' day, there was no electricity or generators. If your lamps ran out of oil, you are left in the dark. My message today will focus on the theme of be prepared. As you see, there are two simple oil candles with some olive oil and wicks in there to demonstrate today's story. And now I'm going to light both the candles, one with plenty of oil and the other one is sufficient oil for the whole service. Today we have a call to worship. It's a responsive one. Your response in bold. Are you ready to worship? We believe that we are. Put away all those cares and worries that keep you from hearing God's word. The cares and worries of the world have been put aside that we may be truly ready. The Lord comes to you this day. Thanks be to God for God's abiding presence and promise. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to praise you just because you are so great and so wonderful. We praise you that you see everything to the ends of the earth and deep into our lives. We thank you that there is nothing you don't see or fully understand. We come to you, Father, because in Jesus Christ, your Son, you first came to us. We thank you that you always make the first move. You didn't wait to be asked to create, to love, to forgive, or to send Christ to be our Savior. You made the first move and loved us before we loved you. Lord, we pray that may you forgive us when our selfishness and our greed make it harder for others to know you. And forgive us for the times we hurt you and each other. We ask that your love and your power will change our lives and that we'll become channels of your love and hope to those we meet. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let us worship God by singing, turning, or listening to the first song, Beautiful Savior.
Of conscience cleansed, of Hello, my name is Denise and I am going to bring you the Bible reading today. It is from Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13 on the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour."
In today's reading, Matthew 25, 1 to 13, Jesus tells the parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. They're all watching and waiting for bridegroom in coming to the wedding. When the time came, the foolish were off trying to get more oil for their lamps, while the wise were able to greet the groom and were welcomed into the wedding. Jesus then warns the disciples to keep awake, for they don't know the day or the hour. Waiting can be hard, regardless of your age. So this aspect of the parable is something with which children, youth, and adults can all relate. When have you had to wait? What was it like? What made it harder or easier? Did having something to do, like a game, like I Spy game, make waiting easier? The story Jesus told was about waiting, and waiting, and waiting. Have you ever had to wait so long that you didn't think what you were waiting for would ever happen? The first Christians who lived after Jesus died had a hard time waiting too. Many of them were very poor. The leaders in their country treated them cruelly. Some of them thought that Jesus would come back and fix all the problems in their lives. But they had been waiting for so long, years after years, and nothing seemed to have changed. These people were waiting and hoping that Jesus would come back to change things that were not fair. Now we know Jesus wants us to help change the things that are not fair. Jesus might be saying, "What are you waiting for? You do it." Today I'd like to ask you to reflect on these following questions. When might we, the church, be waiting and when we should not wait? What might it mean to practice active waiting? What are we, the church, waiting for? What do we do while we, the church, wait? How are we the hands and feet of Christ? If you worship with your family and old friends, then share your experience, your thoughts with them. If not, then take time for yourself to reflect on these questions. Today's gospel passage, we have learned the customs of a wedding is so different from us. And also you may have known or experienced that each culture has their own styles and customs of wedding ceremonies. For instance, in Korea, there are two ceremonies. One is a Western type wedding service followed by a traditional ceremony to pay respect to the groom's family by the newly married couple. Nowadays, a traditional ceremony is held not only for the groom's family, but also bride's family as well. Now to understand the parable, we have to understand the Jewish wedding. A Jewish wedding consisted of three parts. The first was the engagement. Marriages most often were arranged by the fathers of the bride and the groom. The groom's family provided a wedding gift to the bride's father, and their money was put in trust to be used by the bride in the event of loss of her husband through either divorce or death. The second stage was the so-called betrothal. An actual marriage ceremony where the bride and the groom exchanged vows before family and friends, and it could last for many weeks or many months. The marriage was considered to be official even though the marriage was yet to be physically completed, and in other words, consummated. The third step was the wedding feast. At a certain time, the bridegroom, accompanied by his attendants, would proceed through the street, usually at night, to the bride's home to claim his bride. lamps or torches were used by the wedding party to light their way there and to attract attention to bystanders that a wedding feast was taking place. Now, it was this third phase of the marriage that this parable is speaking. Everyone involved knew the bridegroom was coming. They had one simple job. Their job was to be prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. They were to be wise so they could meet the coming of the groom. So notice that in today's gospel story, it is the groom who is the center of attention. In the male-dominated society of Jesus' day, that was the way of life. However, now it is the bride who is the center of attention in the Western culture. Everyone waits for her arrival. Everyone stands up when she enters the room. Everyone stares at the most beautiful lady in the room. The groom is just the guy sweating next to the preacher, the one lucky enough to have won the love of beautiful bride. The context of today's text is to be found in Matthew 24. The setting is a smaller group of the disciples gathered on the Mount of Olives. Jesus' teaching is about the end of time. It's about the second coming of Christ. To help his hearers understand, Jesus tells some parables, earthly stories with a heavenly spiritual meaning. Jesus uses a wedding celebration to make his point to the disciples. He also contrasts two different groups in order to compare their different actions and the consequences of those actions. The definition of a foolish and wise for the two groups is harsh. But this is a metaphor for the different reactions of people to the kingdom of heaven's coming. In essence, the kingdom is coming, and how we prepare for that is an outward sign of internal commitment we have made to being part of this new kingdom. In today's parable, we see a contrast between watchful preparedness and foolish, wistful thinking. The foolish maidens were all close friends of the bride and groom. They all want to be in the wedding party. But unfortunately, when they return from their search for oil for their lamps, the door is securely shut to them. This parable is addressed to the insiders rather than outsiders. It is spoken for those of us on the inside of the community. We are those who call Jesus Lord and consider ourselves to be friends of the groom. The central theme of the parable seems to be preparedness. We must get ready for ourselves. We have much to do while we wait. We must watch by getting ready for what is to come, not by passively watching and waiting. In the parable, 10 young women are invited to a grand marriage celebration. We are talking major party here, or feast, that probably lasts for days and days. They have probably gone out, as was the custom, to meet the groom at his parents' home, then joyously escort him back to the home of his bride, where the feast will be held. At the bride's home, when these bridesmaids process in with the groom, let the party begin. So the 10 young women go forth into the darkened streets of the city to find the groom, all of them carrying their little clay lamps in their hands to light their way. Here is where the trouble begins. Five of the young women have carefully prepared and have filled up their lamps to the brim. They calculate and figured that, and with the city traffic and all, they would need the extra oil. 5 of the young women are called foolish because they have foolishly come out in the night with insufficient oil for their lamps. When those 5 realize that there is no way that they have enough oil, they say to the others, "Hey, how about you girls giving us some of your oil so that we can have enough?" What is their response? They say, "Sorry, girls, we planned ahead and have just enough oil for ourselves. If we split our oil with you, there won't be enough for any of us. You go out to the old dealers and see if you can get more oil." Well, the foolish maidens are forced to do just that. At a later hour, when the oil dealers are probably all shut up and closed for the day, and with predictable results, the groom appears, the party heads out, the door is shut and locked, and the foolish bridesmaids are left out in the cold. "Sorry, should have planned ahead, girls, no party for you." I guess we may raise a question. How come those well-prepared, wise maidens wouldn't give their less well-prepared fellow guests some of their oil? "Therefore, keep watch," Jesus ends this story, "because you don't know the day or the hour." Keep watch. Be prepared. Always be at the ready. Then you just raise the question again. Fine, but why wouldn't those 5 well-prepared, awake, ready young women not share some of their oil with those who are not prepared, not awake, and not ready? The wise are those who are ready at all times for the moment when our lamps are needed. Lamps with oil. Lest we encounter an unexpected visitation or moment of truth. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Those moments may take us by surprise, and it is too late to run off to the store and get some oil. The phone rings. It is the hospital. Your son or daughter has been in an accident, and the future you had imagined for them is cut short. How can you face it? There is no time to run off and get some oil, no time to prepare. The bridegroom comes. One day, you may wake up with a challenge. Either you get help for your drinking problem or your marriage is over. You never thought it would turn out this way. You were convinced you could handle your drinking habits. You love your spouse, your children. Tomorrow was always going to be different. But suddenly, the possibility of losing your spouse, your children, everything you have lived for is real. And it is too late to run off and get some oil. And no one else's oil can work in your lamp. No time to prepare. The bridegroom comes. Moments come when the only thing we have to fall back on is who we are. If there is no oil in our lamps, we are left out, nowhere to turn, or we end up doing something very foolish. The story of the wise and foolish bridesmaids is a reminder to be prepared, be ready for those surprise encounters that will happen, not just at the end, but throughout our lives. Are you ready? Do you have adequate oil in your lamp? This Sunday, we note that it is important for each of us to obtain oil for our lamps. It is very difficult to try to pour oil into our lamp at the midnight hour. It is also very difficult, in fairness to those wise bridesmaids, to give somebody else your faith. Your faith tends to be your faith. You can share your faith as you tell them what your relationship with Christ is like. You can testify to your own experience with Jesus, but you cannot give away your faith. they must receive Christ as He is for them, rather than as He is for you. After my father's passing away, I found the Bible that he used. I could see records of his Bible readings inside of front cover of the Bible. I thought, I ought to keep the Bible to remember him and actually use it as my father did, as to follow his example. Do you know what? I have never used his Bible. My father's faith could not be borrowed. Another's faith can be a momentum for your own, but like a fragile summer plant, it cannot be transplanted. We can admire and envy it, but we can never possess it unless it becomes our own. Another's faith can be a good example, but each of us must walk that lonesome individual valley by ourselves. It is not faith until it is your faith. Verse 13, Jesus says, "Therefore keep watch, because you don't know the day or the hour. If you know tomorrow was your last day on earth, how would you live it differently?" Today's gospel is about being willing and ready to do whatever is necessary as we wait for Christ. Christ comes to us, not only in the future and there, but Christ comes to us now and here. Amen. As I said, you know, what would have happened to these oil candles? I mean, the oil candles with plenty of oil is still burning, whereas this one, not enough oil, is gone. This is an illustration of today's story. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Gloria, and today I'm leading prayers for others. Now, this is part of our praise and worship of our Heavenly Father, the part where we offer our prayers for all who are in need of your help, Father, Heavenly Father. There are needs for healing, strengthening, comforting, for compassion, for guidance and wisdom, and above all, hope. We can bring these prayers to you, our loving and gracious Father, safe in the knowledge and assurance that you, in your way and in your time, will provide all those needs according to your will. Let us now pray. We pray for our own family, our church family, our friends and neighbours. Now these can be close by or in far off places. Wherever there is suffering, we pray for you to ease the pain. So often there's a feeling of not being able to help practically, but never forget, prayer is powerful. Prayer could be the most important way to help. Let God be in charge. He will guide us when we open our hearts to Him for those we care about and want to help. Thank you that we are now able to meet and greet one another in church again, even in limited numbers and different ways. Thank you also for that hard-working team that continue to provide the online and hard copy of the service. It really keeps that feeling of belonging to the Lugano Peakhurst Uniting Church during these difficult times. We pray for Ilung, for Natalie, Pamela and the Church Council, Richard and the Georges River Presbytery, and ask for your blessing on them and their families. We give thanks for all their hard work and dedication. Thank you for the many teams that work in different ways, keeping Lugano Peakhurst Uniting a strong, united family. Thank you for the encouragement of answered prayer. I'm sure we all have a personal thank you for answered prayer this past week. We continue to pray for all HSE students for calmness and clarity of thoughts. For Graham McAllister, continued recovery and for Grace's support. For the Morrison family after their loss. And for Paul, for his recovery and strength. For the medical team, for wisdom as to his treatment. We pray for the Georges River Presbytery as they are working on a roadmap for mission and for the many facets of that plan. We pray for Richard and his leadership, for wisdom, insight and God's guidance. Pray that all will seek understanding and knowing God's will for the future. We also pray for those still struggling after the fire, floods, drought and COVID-19. Especially those who lost jobs and businesses. Our church family are saddened at the news of the passing of Sharon's mum, Joan. We give thanks that Sharon was able to spend precious time with her mum. Our prayers are for comfort, strength, and for God's blessings for Ron and all the family and for all the Kell family. This is an encouragement that I read and I think is for all of us. God is speaking to us when he says, I hold the answers to all your needs. Talk to me, dear one. Let me help you and heal you, for this is my will. So thank you, God, for hearing our prayers today. May we open our hearts to you and let you be our guide. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Among LPU's members, there were a few birthdays during this week. Mele on the 3rd and Rachel on 4th. Happy birthday, Mele and Rachel. Last Sunday, our church was really full with the capacity we can have. So this is another reminder to attend Sunday service at 10:15 a.m. Everyone needs to register with the bearer bull via phones or email. And also everyone needs to follow COVID-19 safety action at the church. Next Sunday, which is 15th of November, there will be online message church. Jen and Natalie will demonstrate craft ideas that you will be able to make at home. I look forward to seeing what new fun things they will come up with. This is the end of today's online church. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone. This is blessing. Go out to stay awake. Go out to keep alert and be ready. We do not know the day or the hour, but we do know that God goes with us at all hours, on all days. Go with the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. We go to witness and serve. Amen. Thank you for your participation in today's online service, and thank you for all those people who took part of this online service. Hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries.